So here we are in Deha Kund.
Deha means body.
When the gopis offered themselves to Krishna, we will keep it short now because it's getting a little too crowded. But, so when the gopis were offering them, were fully surrendering to Krishna, at that time they offered mind, body and words. And then Krishna gave them a benediction. Krishna gave them a benediction that in exchange he would always remain in their mind. So that is the point. By offering everything to Krishna, mind, body and words, then Krishna will forever remain in our mind. So this kund is basically the kund of surrender, and here we are contemplating surrender. Usually we get into it, but right now it's not possible to really meditate deeply, because so what we're going to do is just I'm just very shortly describing it, but let us just think about it for a moment. How we offer mind, body and words, and Krishna after that offering gave the benediction to remain always present in the mind of the gopis. So that is the result. When we are rendering devotional service and we give everything to Krishna, then Krishna will be always in our consciousness. Okay, then we'll continue to our next destination, which is also here on the other side of the road. There are more pastimes there. There is a hill, and we will go up on top of the hill, and in that hill, on the top, there are 56 bowls in the stone, and it said Krishna and the cowherd boys would take prasadam there. It's going to be a little warm, but it gives us a really nice view on Varsana, on the Sri Ji Mandir. And so let us go there and have some more kirtan and discussion up there. Hare Krishna.